from KQED.
The San Francisco Museum of Modern Art has some 34,000 pieces of art in its collection. But the museum we call SF MoMA only has room to show about 5% of it. Want to see the rest? Text them. Queena Kim, senior editor of KQED's Silicon Valley Desk, has the details.
Okay, so this is how it works. Text the number 57251, and then you write send me, and you can make a request like send me love or send me flowers, and you can even use an emoji. I'm doing this on a Friday afternoon, so I'm going to write send me, and I'm going to insert a beer emoji, and then I hit send.
So once the SF MoMA text bot receives that text...
That's Keir Winesmith. He's the head of digital at SF MoMA. And he says after it receives the message, the text bot...
turns that text into keywords that we can search.
In my case, the bot searches the museum's database of artwork to find all the pieces that have the word beer in its description.
We get back some number of works, often 100 or 200 if it's a really common phrase.
Then the bot picks one at random and sends it to you. It sent me a photo of an artwork by Tom Marioni. It shows shelves lined with beers and an old-timey refrigerator in front of it. The work is called Free Beer. The act of drinking beer with friends is the highest form of art.
So we've been sending texts now for the last few weeks at a rate of almost 15,000 an hour.
Arts organizations are experimenting more and more with technology to reach new audiences. At least that's what Graham Dunstan says. He's the vice president of marketing at Americans for the Arts.
And I think for so long, arts organizations have said, hey, we've got a 7 p.m. performance or a limited exhibition engagement. But these kinds of uses of technology allows people to participate the way they want to participate.
Dunstan says it can also help with ticket sales. He lives in New York and kind of forgot about the SF MoMA. But after trying out the SF text bot, he put the museum on his list to visit for the next time he's in San Francisco. I'm Queena Kim, KQED News.